done, baby.
I don't want them and they don't want me.
Check it. Your face would be so red right now, Miss Light Skin.
No.
Your nephew Darius in this thing was good.
Guess who mentioned that?
Who did?
Dre. Damn, I ain't even supposed to say that nigga name.
It's your auntie's favorite nephew.
What it do, what it motherfucking does. This your man's ride to dime, baby.
Yes, sir, is your favorite nephew. Darius, and this is your auntie's favorite nephews. We got family, got a cousin in the booth.
We got a special guest.
What's up?
My name is Mark.
There it is. Well, per usual, we always start how we know this person, mm-hmm. and we all went to high school with each other.
Shout out to Cass Tech.
Graduated same year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't really.
10-year reunion this year.
Yeah. Are we doing over Zoom? What was that about?
What's going on? Everybody probably going to have to have that damn
all
shot.
Little
vaccine before niggas get into it.
I don't know. I can't. Yeah. I don't want no more shots.
It's cool. I ain't trying to see y'all niggas either.
Yeah, cool.
Did you have a class?
We had health. Literally the silliest nigga ever, dog. Like, and we were sitting in the back of health. We were only 12th graders in health class. I remember.
We were the only 12th graders.
Just like, why? We were literally in class with a shit ton of 9th graders. And yeah, it was just like, we already know about sex, bro. Like, what's going on here? Bro. It was lit, though. It was a fun ass class.
That was a lit ass class. What made it memorable was that we was the only 12th graders sitting side by side.
Right there. And we didn't even, I guess because, I don't know, I came to Cass pretty late. Mm-hmm. I came in 11th grade, the second half of 11th grade, so I wasn't really like integrated really. And I wasn't really trying to talk to people like that.
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, 12th grade happened and I'm like, oh shit, this nigga's in my grade too. And
then
in the whole fucking year, it was just a fucking mess.
It was lit.
Yeah.
Well, how's everybody week been?
Well, my week was straight. I got the vaccine on Tuesday.
Ooh, how come you didn't tell nobody what arm?
It's on that arm.
Wow.
It don't hurt.
All right, my boy.
If you would have punched me on like Wednesday, that shit would hurt.
Jeez.
But yeah, man, I got that shit. All
right.
So how you feeling?
I feel good.
Have you ever had
no
COVID?
Extra toes? I never had COVID.
No extra toes.
All right, man. I might actually consider getting that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not in public. I'm not out in public. I don't do nothing in public. Like, I'll just be chilling. So,
true shit.
I don't know. I don't like teachers and stuff and nurses and I guess people who work in an industry where you're like out there. Yeah. I don't. So, I'm good. I'm
just chilling.
Yep, keep wearing my mask.
Keep wearing masks.
I don't know. This week was just a little long. I been waking up too early because I got kids and motherfucking kids be doing their motherfucking kid things and school, which I kind of think it's unfair that they have to do Zoom. I couldn't imagine being fucking 5, 6, 7, like seeing my friends just like online
on the fucking
like,
screen.
Yeah, when is recess happening? Because I'm not taking them outside because it's too cold. So I don't know. You're going to have to run around the room or something. Like, that's not happening here.
Play rerun
the best thing is that my son get DoorDash every day, though. Anything that he wants. So I was like, all right, like an hour before he has lunch, I'll give him my phone. I'm like, yeah, order anything you want. I think that's the coolest thing ever because back at lunchtime, what we ate, like, shitty ass lunch in school and
square pizza.
My parents sent me with lunch because I was really bougie as a kid. I was like, no, you're never gonna get me to eat that shit, so please bag lunch me as immediately, because no, I would like fake stomach aches and shit. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I don't know what's going on with my body. I just can't eat that stuff. So yeah, no,
this cap.
Yeah, no, I was lying the whole time. I was lying all the time. But you know, I don't know, as a kid, you try to get what you want, and that's what the kids do. That's why I've been up fucking 7 o'clock every day. Earlier I said my ex-husband came to my house yesterday morning, and he be on the bullshit, you know. Every day, every time I see this nigga, and if I'm not every there with my partner, he is on some bullshit. Like, he was like, he told the kids, he's like, yeah, go brush y'all teeth, and first one kid. And then he's like, Milo, go brush your teeth too. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? And I'm laying in my bed. He's like, yeah, I want to cuddle. I'm like,
little
nigga,
teeth.
Like, what are you talking about? Right, they already brushed your He don't care. Just leave, nigga. Like, that's just simple. So I'm like, dude, I don't want to cuddle with you. So I just have to find some reason to get out the bed. But I realized I didn't have no pants on. All I had was a bra and underwear. This is not about to be good.
So check this, right? With your ex-husband, one or two kids?
Two. Yes.
You kind of forever his bitch.
Yeah, nah. He my bitch, first of all. Y'all understand the
thing? I'm expecting a grown man to bust in his door any moment now.
The things I didn't know to that man, he is my bitch. So we're not going to talk about that.
We ain't going to talk about that. You de-escalated this thing.
I did some stuff. That's all y'all need to know. It's gonna be love there all the time because we were together since high school.
But y'all can't make love all the time.
Never. No, I don't.
Never
like
again.
Him. No, he tried to kiss me recently.
And would you throw up?
Probably so. Like I was super drunk. I was like, no,
not that drunk.
Yeah,
nigga.
Right. Like, bro, chill. And the dude is hilarious, you know. And even though the kids went to go brush their teeth, they came back and he was like, y'all didn't do it long enough. I'm like, nigga, what are you trying to do? Right? What are you doing?
I got $20 in the basement, right? Go find it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, he really was like all up on me and shit. And he's like, oh, I love your belly. I love this. So he's like, you've never used to have a belly when we're like,
that's love.
This is not, get away from me. Like, I don't like him like that. Like, I mean, as a friend, yeah. I mean, I don't really know him either. I know his name is Cameron. I know he got two kids. That's all. Like, I barely even know you. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I guess if people know me, they know who I'm with. I'm not, I'm a very open person. I'm especially on social media. I thrive on transparency.
Oh, yeah. Because, and
we're
going to touch on it.
And it's only because I want everybody else to... I want people to be transparent, or I want people to understand that you're not the only one going through this, and also just it's a relief, especially for our Black people. We are really, really like we always held tight with things, and to be able to release and stuff like on Facebook or whatever. I don't know what else. I do Tumblr as well. I try Twitter, but I don't think I got that much to say, honestly. So yeah, I'm just like, I'd rather talk about it or Facebook about it or some shit. But other than that, transparency is my shit.
So, yeah, everybody gotta have their own outlets for sure. You know what I'm saying?
I have a lot of outlets though.
You gonna get to that. All right, so look, check this, right? Especially as a mom. So I be turning the fuck up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I be going crazy on Facebook. I really recently start to enjoy Facebook because I like when people engage with me.
Oh, I see you. I be seeing you argue.
Oh, yeah, you be seeing me.
I was tripping on shrooms and like for some reason it was an argument about like household shit. And I was just cracking up like, what the fuck are these people talking about? They really are going in a circle. Like, and I just want to be like, y'all niggas are arguing about nothing. Like, I'm just all like introspective and shit. Like 7 grams of shrooms. Like, wow. Like, y'all not even understanding. Like, what?
Okay, so I want to know your perspective on this. So the post, it sounded like we probably talked about the same post. So it was a post that had came up and it had said, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to try to remember it verbatim. You feel me? They said, you want your wife to conceive children, breastfeed, take care of the household, and pay their half financially while you just pay your half.
Right.
There's no way this is 50-50 and it never will be.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah, nigga, I'm
trying. Yes.
Do you agree? Do you disagree? What's your perspective?
About it being 50?
Yeah.
I would say that that post only did like the women duties. It didn't say what the man gonna do along with. They just said the man gonna pay 50%. You don't even say how he protects, how he take care of the household. Everything is in order. Did it say anything about you fixing the garbage disposal in that?
Amen.
Did it have anything to do about cutting the grass?
Amen. Like,
did it have none of that? You feel me? All the things that
bitch, your tire popped along the way.
You feel me? It didn't say that. They just said a few, and then that's not even everything that a woman do. But they just tried to add shit up for the woman's side to make it seem like it's not a 50-50 thing. Mm-hmm. And if, I don't know how most households operate, but in my household, like, your 50% of the bills ain't even really 50%. It's like the little shit. Yeah. It's not the mortgage.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's like the little bills and we just gonna say that it add up. But it don't.
The water bill, bitch. $30 a month. Quit playing with me.
My man, she don't even pay for groceries. She just pay for the snacks. That's not even.
Oh, man.
Not even.
Just the snacks.
I got the meats, bitch. Right.
I got some chips and juice. Right. Like, we're good, right?
All right, so as a mom, and it's how we was talking before, you breastfed as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for 2.5 years for both kids, by the way.
For both kids. Yes. They was dead. Yeah, teeth
oh, by yeah.
Then.
They were walking, talking.
They were walking.
Beating each other up and shit. Yeah, they would eat their food and get a sip, like a little juice or something. Right now, okay.
I'm part little greedy,
No, dude, I loved it though. I truly loved it. That's why I can't wait to get some new boobs because I think I deserve it now. So,
okay,
yeah, I'm excited. But
I'm excited for you.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Why do you breastfeed for 2 years, two and a half years? What's the importance of that?
Oh, well, health, connection, when it comes to cognitive. I guess cognitive reasoning and stuff, they are, I don't want to say they're smarter, but they are definitely healthier. Their brain develops better. And when they get sick, especially, no matter how much, you would create antibodies for them to heal them
get
and help keep them healthy. Oh, yeah. Dude, I love breastfeeding. It was first in the beginning because my first kid I had when I was 20, I got pregnant as a teenager at 19. Super like, what the fuck is going on? It's super painful. This is awful, whatever, whatever. My second kid, I had 2.5 years later, I had my daughter at home and like I was super educated, but it still was extremely painful and like, what the fuck is going on here? Extremely different type of breastfeeding experiences. But my kids and I are extremely close. Like, really, really, really close.
Shit, you was pumping juices.
My daughter actually the other day, I had like, I'd be wearing like bras and stuff, you know, at the crib. She actually like tried to like bite my boob a little. And I was like, bro, yeah, I'm like Kari May. Like, I don't hit my kids, but like, bro, chill. But she loves them. Like, she lays on them all the time, and you know, she's like pressing on them and stuff. Like before she go to sleep, like softening up a pillow or something. Like, this is her favorite.
You let your daughter touch your boobs?
I sure do. Yeah, I do. I don't mind it, you know, because that's just her thing.
We didn't completely veered off this subject. Yeah,
but I mean, it's
now
not,
we on some new shit.
That's just her thing, you know, right? And it teaches her to be regular bodies. You know, I don't want my kids to be, you know, shameful. Shameful, right? It's a boob. Like, you know, it's cool. Like, we're fine here. Yeah, right.
Boobs and laughing shit.
Right, right.
My kids will be like,
she's going to be mature as hell.
Okay, wow. You're talking about boobs? Wow, okay.
Wow.
And, you know, that's the reason why I just want to regularize bodies in my household. So I know their grandparents are not like that. They're like, they call them bad parts and stuff. And I'd be like, bruh, I have to talk to them. Like, don't say that because your private parts are just private. They're not bad. Like, you're telling my kids those are bad parts and that's not bad. Nothing wrong with them or anything. So, but yes, breastfed. I also was a stay-at-home mom for most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm just trying to get my shit together.
It is so interesting talking to you grown as hell right
I know.
Now. You know
what
I'm saying? I don't know if you got the same feeling, but it's just like, you know, I'm really thinking about back in 2011. Mm-hmm. My bad, just spit a little bit.
It went that way.
You know, shut up.
It went that way, Mr. Black Woman.
And it's just like, wow, Marquette, I feel like you done lived a life.
I have.
You done experienced
really
some shit
I
as
really
compared
have.
To 18-year-olds or 17-year-old Marquette.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mind blown.
Yeah,
so,
I've been through some shit.
Check this right now. On the show, there's a certain list of questions that we just typically ask every
Perfect.
Guest. And my first question is real interesting. Now, I really want you to go back and listen to a few episodes. Maybe
okay.
you know the first question. I always started out with, what prevents you from being a porn star?
Oh.
I ask this question all the time, but I feel like I have to rephrase this question.
Why are you a porn star?
What? Right, you
Oh my gosh.
Let me first start off by saying you have an amazing catalog.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it.
Me too. I was like, she really took what she learned in health class and applied it to real life. Straight up. And it's monetizing over this.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I make money from it. God. Oh my gosh.
You are a queen and you deserve the world.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Did you get started? Dude, in a gang.
That's me and my fiance was literally talking about that. So I do with my part, my fiance. Uh-huh. So we love having sex, of course, like most people. But we love looking at
it. So it don't die down?
No.
Y'all sex life have we not love, died never. Down.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Because you know how men go on their ups and downs with like their, like, if you don't have a job or something, you feel like, you know, it's some shit that.
Your but no,
we
sexual.
Fuck. We still fuck like crazy. You know? we love fucking. Like, that's our shit. That's like the one thing that, like, even
do you
if
cook
we piss
clean,
off. Oh, yes, I do everything.
Oh!
I would do everything. I love it all. I love it all. Because of how I was raised. Straight up. That's how I was raised. Like, my dad, be very respectful to your man. You know, all this other shit, like, make sure that you are a woman, and that's what I feel. But the porn started.
You're going to make it real far in life.
I hope so.
You
now.
Are. All right, continue.
It started with, we actually had videos regularly. You know how everybody do
videos? Yeah, even with our little phones?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. That's our shit. We loved it. We had probably, like, 3 videos.
Mm-hmm.
So we put one out of him hitting from the back. Like, yeah. It was around Father's Day, because he made it, like, that girl taking her daddy dick type shit. Like, yeah. It was some, you know, weird shit.
Yeah, but, you know.
You gotta be catchy. People loved it. But the second video, now, our most famous video is called Fuck at Checker Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dude, the people be like, what the fuck? Why would you fuck at Checker Bar? Whatever.
You know, I got
first
a question.
Of all,
can I ask my
go
question?
Go ahead.
Did you rent it out?
No.
Just went to the bathroom.
I just went to the bathroom.
You just went to the bathroom.
The door locked?
Yeah.
Oh,
first of all, that's not our first time fucking at Checker Bar. I ain't gonna lie. Like, we definitely fucked at Checker Bar before.
So are y'all so was you like that just
yes, okay, so
right
yes,
in
because
in
all right, so what happened was I went through a trauma. My dad passed away. And
I'm
then
sorry to hear that.
He left for 4 days. He go on his yearly trip with his friends up north, and it was that, like, literally that weekend. No, not he didn't pass away. Some shit happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
That weekend of everything coming out, and he had to go. He already paid for it, whatever. But it was like 4 days of him being gone,
mm-hmm.
and not only was I like emotionally in like stress. But I missed him a lot, and we tried to talk to each other, but it was up north. It was not happening. So we met at our common place, which is Checker Bar. That's always, every time we meet, it's always our go-to spot. And I don't know, like, we just was, like, really excited to see each other. And I was just like, fuck it. Let's go to fuck in the bathroom. That video is a short video of, like, the whole fucking thing, honestly.
A snippet.
Very small. Like, we was fucking, like, for a minute. Different positions, nigga. I was like, all right, let's do it over here. Yeah, it was insane. And no, we loved it. Yeah, we loved it. And
Look. Oh my gosh, like, I got like a million questions. I know y'all niggas got questions too. Okay. So, we
did the video, and then we put it out, and
great feedback.
Like, within the first week, it was like 2,000 views. Mm. And a lot of people that we knew, because we worked in the service industry, is like bartenders, waitresses, doing shit like that. A lot of people went to Checker Bar.
Mm.
A lot of people fucked at Checker Bar. No, but it was already like that. That's why we did it. Like, we already did it because people were already fucking at Checker Bar.
So
like,
how does
it was
feel
regular.
To know that within that first week, and look, I didn't check the numbers recently.
Oh, I'm over a million.
You're over a million.
Yeah.
There was one video like at 750,000.
Yeah.
How do you feel knowing
that many
that
people?
750,000 probably dudes been jacked off.
I actually,
to you.
I love that. I think that's like the greatest joy you can give somebody. Seriously, I love that.
It.
I think that's like you make it. I make people happy in the purest way. In the purest way. It's not no like, and my videos aren't like no disgusting, degrading anything.
Yeah.
It's just me and my man doing what we do regularly. we just doing it for y'all. Like, you know, and some of the videos, like the ones that we actually shoot for people are like there. We don't get the most views on those. We get the most views on the ones that are just naturally just organic. Yeah, just through organic with like me giving the blowjob at Belle Isle. People love that shit.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do a whole series of doing it outside, but it started raining. Yeah, we did. it got super cold real quick. It was weird. You know how Michigan weather is.
Yeah.
You know, like we couldn't find no real good spots and like the camera wasn't set. It was like getting
bro,
I'm
too
y'all
just
scoping
yeah, really.
Like, yes. That's a nice part. We got to hit that.
How do you feel about that tree right there?
Serious? No, we've actually done it underneath the tree.
The Joe Louis
we've done it underneath the tree. No, we've done it underneath a tree. It was the tree isn't there anymore. They actually reconstructed, put a parking spot over there. Like, we've done it near a church. Like, we've done it. And that the day of the church, actually, was the day we picked our porn names. And we
What's your name?
Robin Thicke, actually. Yes, with two C's. So yes, his is Robin Thicke. Yep,
that's your name.
Yes, it's my porn name.
Wow, my eyes just kind of like start watering up.
It's because
I've been a fan of the porn industry since I was like 12.
Okay, we got that in common. You got that in common.
You feel me?
So I get some hand sanitizer.
I didn't do it this morning. No, I was supposed to give a beating this morning, but I was like, I gotta get ready for the show. Like, well, sorry,
man. I'm glad you skipped that just this morning. Yeah, but make sure you fulfill your duties.
I got him.
All right, little guy.
I look at it at first, and also it gives me a sense of confidence as well.
Yeah. Because
some days I'm like, damn, I don't even, because I gained a lot of weight like last year, and that was really hard for me because I feel like I was always like fit and like smaller and stuff like that. And of course, when your body changes, you lose the confidence. You have to build it back up to love what you are in now. But the people on fucking Pornhub, baby, wow,
it's some freak elites, baby. You right up their alley.
Yes, they love it. They're like, yeah, I love that bald head bitch. Like, oh my god.
Oh my god, stop.
Thank you. Like, that comes from the bottom of your heart. Like, I really feel that one. Like, yes. I really love it. And it's just some pure ass shit.
So
honestly.
What are your favorite tags personally?
Oh, MILF first. That's MILF. My first one. Yes. I always put MILF.
Why MILF?
She a mom, nigga.
I mean, I know that you're a mom,
it's because of my stretch marks as well. It's because of my body.
Okay.
And it's because, again, like, I'm not, my porn is just like, it's loving. Like,
Robin.
Some people actually only know me as Robin. Yes, because I have another Facebook page.
You got a whole alias. Niggas don't.
Niggas don't even. They be like, yeah, Robin, whatever. I'll be like, fuck are they
like,
what?
Do you engage with like people
I
that comment?
I engage all the time. But not in Pornhub comments. I don't handle the Pornhub social media part. He does.
Okay.
He does all the video editing.
Because I'm sure it's just like niggas on some sleaze shit.
But niggas always want to know where she at. Like, what do you mean? What do you think you're going to do? Meet up with your fucking, you going to serial kill me or something? Like, what are you doing? Why do you want to know where I'm at? Is this not enough for you?
See why you got the glasses on and throw these niggas off.
These niggas
I'm trying to, like, they don't know who I am. I take them off, they go, oh shit. Okay. Trying to tell y'all, people do be creepy, and I did. I actually had to make myself less accessible to people, because at first I love being like the local porn star, always talking to people, being nice to people and stuff. But dude, some niggas really are extremely entitled. Like, this one dude, he wanted my OnlyFans, but some reason his credit card would take on OnlyFans. So he sent me the money through Facebook. $11, by the way, y'all. The nigga bothered me for a full 24 hours about this shit. I told him I was shopping. Bro, I actually blocked him. At first, I was going to send him his money back because he's at least $11. So I was like, I'm going to take your fucking money and buy a grand with that bitch. And fuck you, because you fucking irritate me. He's like, I can't believe you would like leave me on scene and not send me the
Why did he feel like you owed him a response?
Because I'm accessible. I made myself that way. So I said, I need to take a step the fuck back. Mm. But a lot of people do love talking to porn stars. I didn't really realize that until I became a porn star. And I didn't actually like, say I'm a porn star until I reach the million, honestly. That's when I felt hey, it.
You earned it.
I earned it. I'm like, I can't say it yet. I just do porn. But now, like,
you
okay.
You a porn
yeah.
star, mm-hmm. baby.
Yes, I know. Thank
That's
you.
That's a stamp.
Hey, look, nigga, I'm 15 years in the porn game. Right? You feel me?
How do you... you got a son.
I do have a son.
How old is your son?
He's seven.
So he said he's first Se- 12. Started 12 gotcha. Years old. In a few years,
I know.
Are it, you ready people, for like his kid, like kids his age, like be, a little horny ass motherfucker? Like
uh-huh. him's a horn.
Like yeah. I seen your mom
That's
on
fine.
Fucking Pornhub.
But most of these people, especially that be trying to roast me about oh you have kids or whatever, especially women, yeah. their niggas be in my inbox. Like they're paying my bills. They're watching it.
Hey, look. Tell the truth. That's all the truth about
I'm
these
so
goofy
serious.
Bitches.
Dude.
Tell the truth.
And I love women. I love black women. I love the camaraderie.
I hate these
but some women really be coming at me, and I never put it out in public. Some women be coming at me negatively, like your mom. How could you do this? I found out that my man was in your inbox, whatever.
So
like talk to him. I got into an actual fight because of this shit. Like actual fight because of a woman being jealous of me.
When somebody saw you at Kroger or some shit,
Checker Bar actually.
You went back to the scene. You went back.
Full circle.
What a fool.
Yes. And actually, that was the day because actually, Checker Bar actually banned me, and a lot of bars banned me.
I was just about
a
to
lot
ask
of bars banned
you.
Me from downtown from like coming in there because they thought I was gonna fuck in there. And you know what? I was. And Checker Bar, I was definitely gonna fuck.
Have they reached out? Is that
well? Yeah. Actually, the owner, like I came and like we had to have a meeting. And everything.
Was that a pun?
I think I squirted in that video. So
you
I
did.
Guess, yeah.
You
okay.
Did.
Yeah. I also cleaned that up too, and it was a lot. I never realized how much you wanted to do.
You got a wet wipe or something?
I did. You know the paper towels. I mean, that bitch like, God damn, that's a motherfucking. I did clean up after myself, but yeah, he literally. So I would be at Checker Bar all the time. I loved it. It was a barcade. They have great food. You can like fucking do whatever.
Yeah, I've been here before.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I never
used
the bathroom, but
yeah, the bathrooms are amazing. Like I love them, and they're unisex.
Teach his own.
Yeah, they're unisex too. So that's why it's so easy to like you know do what you gotta do. They actually implemented cameras after that, like in the area.
I bet they did.
And we had a full meeting, and he said that he had to kick me out. And the only thing he wanted me to do was change the name on the video.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But why?
I'm not.
After you already get kicked out.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
No, because it's not getting kicked out.
Oh. I straight up said no. Because, like,
yeah.
It's just.
You made some money
on
it.
My nigga. People be like, damn, I be at Checker Bar all the time. And one time I was actually No, it was girls watching the video and I was there. And she was like, why would somebody fuck at Checker Bar, like, really watching the video?
Why you was there?
Yeah. And I'm like, listening to the conversation, like, oh my God.
Thanks for the view, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were like, one girl was like, that's disgusting and all this type shit. I'm like, I don't know, bitch. Like, you're watching it, though. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, you know.
So let me ask you this. What are some tips that you could give women to keep their sex life spicy?
First of all, take care of your health. Internal health, first of all, too.
Talk about that.
You want to make sure. Can we cuss on here?
What nigga? I've been cussing the whole time.
I've been saying like super cussing, like pussy and shit.
Well,
you know?
I'm talking
okay.
shit. Yeah.
So you want to make sure your pussy is healthy. That's where it's at.
What's the top three things?
Cranberry juice or cranberry supplements, water, and vegetables.
And veggies. What veggies?
I would say not anything not too acidic. So like good broccoli. You want to do some kale without like no. You want to like raw kale. Don't cook it.
Okay.
It becomes super acidic after that.
And what does that prevent? That prevents
No, it just cleans you out better.
Okay.
And that's it. And it keeps you nice and keeps you aroma.
Well balanced.
Odor free and stuff like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, especially the cranberry juice. If you drink enough cranberry juice or eat enough fruit, you actually start tasting different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I was a vegan, that I can like
look, like, I always wanted to know.
Yes, vegan pussy.
Do vegan pussy like
Yeah, it's like, juicier. No,
it's not.
Asparagus.
Well, I mean, like, in my
I stay away from asparagus, especially when I'm about to shoot and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I am a squirter too, so, you know, it's like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So you can't, you know. But also,
asparagus is strong.
Yeah, it is strong.
Asparagus is strong. It is strong. Vegan with the asparagus.
Also, research. I looked when I wanted to learn how to deep throat. I looked up multiple videos and like instructionals, and I read a few like books and shit. Like,
did you do that little grapefruit shit?
Yeah, but it's really not, because men can get a yeast infection off that shit unless you use a condom. And who want to really want to suck some dick with a condom? Right, that's weird. So yeah, honestly, the grapefruit thing is really bad because the sugar in it, and you don't want your man to get a UTI or some bullshit like that.
Okay,
so I've done it. I've done the whole what is it, like the Fruit Loop thing? Suck the whole fruit. Yeah, I love sucking dick. First of all, like, that's my shit. But so doing the research,
and that's a difference. It's a difference from a bitch. I say it all the time. It's a difference from a bitch that suck dick because you want her to suck your dick, and for her to suck dick because she like to suck dick.
Yeah,
I love dick.
It. Yeah, that's my shit.
It's a whole different type of attitude. It's just like,
Or like, nigga, give me that shit. Like, yeah, that's me. I'd be like, yes. No, I don't try to be too crazy. Oh my God, chill, bro. No, me and him were not sexually compatible. Actually, when we first met, he was like, at first he was like, yeah, I got you, I can handle all this.
He didn't know.
I think like 1 week when we spent like the first week together for real, we were like fucking like 3 times a day. And he like sat me down, he was like, look. I just don't know if I can actually keep up. I said that I could, but I just don't think that I can. And I'm just like, okay, here we go with the bullshit. Come on, man. Like, I ain't even asking for much here. So,
all right. So, on that, how do you feel about polygamy?
I used to actually be a polygamist with my ex-husband. It was more of an open relationship.
Okay.
And that was my whole phase. I kind of went out of high school to being with somebody straight up. So like when I was 22-ish, 2017, we became open and I started selling drugs a little bit. It was just shrooms, actually.
Okay.
And I started making a good amount of money. And that was my first time finding independence, also my first time going out. After 21, you know, and I would go to parties all the time, and I would meet up with, like, I mean, I love, like, fine niggas. Like, that's my shit.
So y'all was open, not polygamy?
No, we were just open.
Yeah,
we tried the polygamy thing, but I don't know the dynamic, because we wouldn't want people to be over all the time and stuff, because we were just homebodies like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the dynamic, maybe we don't like a certain type of person, and maybe he liked this person, or I don't. And, you know, it just wasn't working.
It got complicated.
Extremely. So, yeah, being open was just, like, easier. And I definitely had a chance to explore myself, and I definitely explored myself. But I never, ever... I never had a boyfriend or nothing like that.
Would you bring a nigga home?
Never, ever, okay. ever. It was a rule. Like,
could he bring a chick home?
No, but he actually did before. He did some really.
He broke the rules.
Yeah, he broke a lot of rules. Honestly, and of course, he, I had to because of this. Like, okay, whatever, nigga. But I never, I stick with the rules because it's about respecting, the space that you're in with your partner as well. And if you're going to be open, it has to be. Like, jealousy is a regular thing. That's a regular thing, but you cannot act on that jealousy.
Yeah.
You have to be very secure within yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you are not, do not do that. And that's pretty much what kind of ruined my relationship, because I was thriving. I was following the rules. I wasn't like falling in love with niggas. I wouldn't even fuck with niggas in their beds. I would fuck them in my car and drop them off and go the fuck home. I didn't care about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I was just doing it pretty much to level up of my sex life. I wanted to experience more.
Mm-hmm.
Him, on the other hand, he was taking bitches on dates and shit. He didn't even take me on dates. Like, we never dated before.
This nigga courting bitches.
My man, one time he was going for 10 hours, nigga. I was like, damn, what the fuck can you be doing? Like, this is like a whole fucking day.
It's easier for a woman to go fuck a nigga than a nigga trying to fuck.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
He got to put in work.
I truly consider that.
It's easier to get pussy bringing the chick home.
If you're lying to me about it,
I got a house.
That's
come
true.
Fuck.
And that's true. And that's
it's hard as fuck for him to try to fuck in this car. Like, we're adults.
I definitely considered that.
Okay.
I considered that completely. So sometimes the rules were able to bend.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we have to spend more time with them. That's fine. Yeah. Right. Because I didn't have to do that because, you know, I got pussy.
You like, a girl.
Super easy.
Buzz it like, up at the liquor store real quick.
Easy. Like, niggas really don't
get it. Yeah, be there.
Yeah, they would be there. Yeah. Super quick. I loved it up until I didn't love it anymore. And even now, I do have issues with monogamy because of that. Like, I'm not like a complete cheater, but I'm a flirter for sure. Like, I will be like on the edge of like, I'm horny. Like, I shouldn't have said that. Why am I telling him I'm horny? Like, I'm not gonna fuck him or nothing. And if my nigga see this, it's gonna be all bad. Like, my nigga is not for the shit. Like, he is like, fuck that shit. We about to be 30, nigga.
Not only are y'all a couple, y'all are internet sensation.
Yeah, I know. We are
internet sensation. Rocking shit. I ain't know what else.
His name is Charles Dickens. That's his porn name.
Okay, you know.
That's a good one. It's a good one. I think. You said fuck that.
Look. We only talking about dicks and shit because you on the show.
I do get a lot of people asking to do videos with me and how much would this be and all this. And I'm just like, I'm not a prostitute.
I feel that. Look, check it. If you ever need a manager though,
okay,
I'm good with money.
Because wow. We're actually trying to level up. Just go to the next level of our porn. Maybe we only have ever shot on our phones. Every video. I actually just bought a tripod and I bought a light and everything. And so I bought some lenses and stuff for our phones, and maybe we'll get a camera in the future. But you know, we're just trying to. I know a production company want to work with me and stuff. Like, just me though.
You fucking McGabba. So,
yeah, I've been like kind of just keeping it still right now because I'm like, I have a lot of shit going on right now. Mm-hmm. So just the porn is super fun, and I definitely make money from it. You have to work hard to make the money though.
Yeah.
You have to work hard for your views. I mean, it took us about a year to get to 1 million, and that was very exciting for us. We would literally count. I remember we got to like 100,000 and we were just tripping.
Y'all
out,
doing
like,
backflips in this bitch.
Fuck, 100,000. And actually my fans are called nasty hoes. Mm. All these nasty hoes. I can't believe it. Like, wow. I love them. And I truly love all of them. I love that everyone gets off.
So let me ask you this. What type of drugs are involved in porn?
Oh, my porn? Marijuana. Oh, but most porn?
Well, just
in general. Okay, in general, meth is a good one.
Meth?
Mm-hmm, meth.
I did not.
It makes you dirty.
Wait a minute.
I'm not lying.
Meth?
I am not lying.
I thought you were going to say perk. I was about to say perk.
No, meth makes you horny. I am not lying. Shit. A lot of people use meth to like.
Meth?
Yep. Mm. Men, especially. Meth. Completely. You can't use cocaine because
cocaine ain't gonna do it.
It kills your whole thing. If you can fuck on cocaine though.
You a strong motherfucker?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He's gonna watch this like. I'm about to beat this. No, I'm just kidding. Meth is a good one. The girls would do coke though. Ecstasy is a good one.
I can imagine.
Really good one, actually. Ecstasy is good. But sometimes dudes on ecstasy.
Ecstasy like heightens your touch or
something.
Yeah,
but sometimes ecstasy does the same effect as coke too. Sometimes if you take too much of it.
Okay.
And I guess perks, but I've never really experienced, because I don't really, okay, I like to swallow cum, so I'm not about to, like, I'm not going to come, like, swallow cum of a guy who takes pills. Like, that's just, like, way too much for me, so.
So typically with dudes.
It comes inside my body, like, I don't need all that.
I mean, typically when dudes take a perk, they, like, it's similar to, like, they dick being numb. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So they don't even come until, like, an hour. You feel me? Humping and pumping away until about like an hour 15, and then it's like,
I feel like this is a challenge now. I feel like this is a challenge. Like, maybe I do want to try it. I think it's a challenge though, because I want to see.
I mean, it's a reason why I send a song.
If I can do it in less than an hour, like.
If I pop a perk pill, that pussy get killed.
Wow. You know, I want my pussy to be killed. I would love it. Yes, that's all it is. I'm
perking all y'all.
Wow. That's insane. Okay.
You to get that send me
that song, please. I don't know what you're talking about. It's actually a lot of drugs involved in the sex industry because, you know, people want to stay up and stuff. Caffeine pills is another one for people to stay up and keep on.
Does the rhino pills work?
I've only taken the pink pill. It's like the girl version of the rhino pill.
Okay. Did it?
Yeah. I was freaky as fuck that day. Like, this video of me, like, twerking and shit. And, like, I was wearing, like, this little bitty ass outfit. It was, like, I bought this skirt that's, like, this big.
You gonna do the busted challenge in that?
I'm not allowed to do the busted challenge, y'all.
That's what's up.
I did it, and I sent it to my sister.
Y'all nasty hoes. Y'all nasty hoes ain't gonna get it.
I'm sorry. My man, he been pulling.
Right. He's like, look, baby, this is only with us.
Your pussy already out there, nigga. Like, chill. Sometimes he forget that. Sometimes when he be like trying to be a little bit controlling, I'm like, babe. He's like, why are you posting this ass picture? Why are you posting this ass picture on Facebook? I'm like, I got pussy on Pornville. What do you mean? People see the whole thing already. Why are you upset? He like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, okay. Like, why am I upset? Because he knew. I mean, we are in a relationship, but we are still our private parts are public parts now.
So, are you worried about like your kid, your son, friends?
I'm not worried about it at all because picking on them, maybe? First of all, I told his father before I started. Straight up, I was like, this is what I'm planning on doing. I wanted to know your opinion on it. And he was like, okay, I respect it. Because he know that that's just like the type of person I am.
He knows who I am.
Right. Yeah. So he said, you know, actually somebody did try to do some shit like to him recently that was just like really fucked up when it came to my porn. And that's when we had to sit down and have the talk about the kids and how that would go. But eventually I'm going to delete all my videos. And of course they're going to be there. But I will stop doing porn at some point, honestly. Yeah. So maybe when I'm like 30 or something. But I am kind of old too to be doing porn. So a lot of people start when they're like 18. Mm-hmm. I didn't really wasn't interested in porn.
You have to live life. Yeah, be a mom and shit.
Like, I didn't want to.
Get your teeth sucked off for a couple years.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. But now doing it, at some point, you know, I will just for the sake of my children.
Yeah.
And just the sake of my future and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Everything don't last forever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think I'm about to be like, oh, let me use this as my main source of, no, nigga, I want all the sources of income.
So, yeah.
True.
Yes.
True.
And that's just one of them.
I respect that. Yeah.
Oh, it ain't porn related.
Oh, oh yeah, no. Yeah, it's all kinds of. Yeah, it's you mean.
Shut the fuck up. Go ahead. Trump pardoned Kwame. Amongst other people.
I actually know him personally.
You know Kwame?
I grew up with his children. My dad was actually his personal photographer when he was a politician and actually the mayor. Yes. We used to be at his crib all the time. And I remember when he actually started cheating on his wife. That was really weird.
Allegedly.
No, it was actually happening. Christine Biddy was actually fine as fuck, though.
So. Biddy was a piece.
Yeah. Look, fine as fuck. Like, it was insane. Like, right. And I used to be at events with them. And, like, yeah, right.
All right.
I used to be at events with them and, like, see, like, the interactions and stuff. But
did he play it cool? Was he playing it cool?
I mean, it was, like, cool, but, like, also not cool.
Like, I can't
you
wait
could
to
tell. Yeah,
ass.
You could tell. There was, like, a vibration between them. I ain't never understand that between. I'm like, y'all niggas weird. Like, I felt it. Yeah, it was. And you could tell that they actually didn't love each other, though. That's the thing. But he had children and a wife. Like, my man's, and you're the fucking mayor. Like, you need to be a little bit more discreet about your infidelities. A lot of people are infidelities
that
all the time.
Power was raging through that nigga. I don't think he
and that's what it was.
It,
he and that and my dad because like even when like the FBI they actually came to my dad's house and took all of his hard drives to see if they caught anything on camera and shit like that. It was really a thorough investigation behind him, and when he went to jail, like it was really hard for my dad because that was his friend. You know, like that was really his friend. And his kids, my friends had to move away and stuff. And yeah, it was really fucked up. I used to work for his mom.
Wow.
As an assistant when I was 16 and stuff like that. So
that is what's up.
I love the family. And, you know, it's cool that he's out, but he did fuck up, though. So at the end of the day,
a lot of niggas was on Trump dick, including this nigga here.
Yeah, I agreed with him. I wasn't on nobody dick.
Boy, you said I agree.
You was on the A lot of niggas. Like,
well,
I was happy that he parted that nigga. That's cool. But
last year, bro, niggas has never had as much money as they did last year, bro. For starters. Secondly, that he freed Kwame. Thirdly, my nigga, he was trying to give us a $2,000
Before he left.
So towards the end, like my nigga,
he knew he was going out.
He freed Lil Wayne. I ain't really care about Kodak, but you know what I'm saying? He freed Kodak as well.
Yeah.
And my nigga, bro, I don't know. Now that he's out of here, I miss Trump.
The 4 years actually went by crazy.
Trump ain't do nothing to me personally, nigga. I was just going with the flow. I should have voted for him, nigga. Now we got this prosecutor bitch in here sending niggas to jail and shit.
Kamala.
Yeah, that's really weird. Giving niggas false talk.
Yeah, no, she's definitely super corrupt, but I don't know. I try not to. I used to love politics and like a lot of my work is actually with like in the political sect, like doing organizing and stuff for politicians and campaigns and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about it, G?
Man,
feel about what?
I mean, like, did you even get your perspective about it?
My perspective was a lot of y'all niggas was eating Trump dick.
Just because he pardoned some niggas.
I'm happy that he pardoned them niggas.
Our niggas.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're right. These are our men.
We knew everybody's niggas.
We knew all the niggas.
What the fuck are you talking about?
First of all, he parted like over 200.
Now, you was gonna be happy
he was the part like Tay-Tay
and
some
shit. No, hell no. That nigga deserved to be in jail. I'm glad he wasn't on that list. But
he should have parted R. Kelly, though.
No. Hell no, that nigga creepy. He needs to stay where he at, bro. Talking about some, what kind of teenager are you talking about? After that, y'all should have wrapped that shit up. Like, cops, where the police at? Like, my nigga called 911 now.
I mean,
like,
some states is legal though. At 16,
slavery was legal, my nigga. That don't make it right. At the end of the day. At the end of the day. So no.
Right,
that's it. That nigga crazy.
Y'all catch the Versus battle? Shanti and Keisha Cole?
Do you walk away from the game for who you love?
Wow. Okay. I watched literally like a minute and a half of it and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't really care, but I heard Keisha Cole had an attitude.
She had an attitude. The bitch showed up fucking hour and a half late.
She showed up late. I knew that because I started watching it and I'm like, damn, where these niggas?
Ashanti had a great time, though. It was a little clip I seen Keisha Cole was like, I'm gonna go again, even though I started. Ashanti just seems so classy, you can tell she's such a fucking queen, she's at peace, elegant, so at peace
and I love that about her. Keisha Cole chaotic, so
you can tell she's
super chaotic and she's actually super immature, you can tell. Like,
she hasn't grown up a lot. I feel like between her and Fantasia was like the first like openly toxic bitches.
Yep, and then we love them. You know what I'm saying? We love their music. I love Keisha Cole
mm-hmm. back in her heyday.
Wow, you're sick.
Okay, so look, as we get ready to wrap up, right? How do you feel about BBLs?
Oh, I love them.
You love them?
Yeah, I want to get my body done, actually.
Really?
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm about to start working out. But I definitely plan on getting my body done. I have a really big butt already, but I just want to like get it all taken care of. I think emphasize I deserve it. And I don't want to, I realize this month that I don't want to have any more children. So I'm going to go for it. Whenever I get the money to, I'm going to go for it. So yes, even though I might be living in my trailer and shit, you know.
Which is hard.
That's actually been my dream since I was 10 years old.
That's gas and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That motherfucker look long than a bitch.
It's a big bitch. Yes, that's my... Guinevere is the name. Guinevere. It's actually a berserk. It's an anime reference.
Okay.
Yeah, I love anime. But yes, I love it. I'm renovating it now. And it's such a heart project. Like, my soul is in that bitch. My daughter, though, she's like, Mom, I don't want to live in the RV. I'm like, well, you can live with your dad then. Like, I ain't taking my dream away. I don't know. Who you are. I just met you 4 years 5 years ago. I don't even know you like that. You just came about.
Right, and again, I brought you about, motherfucker.
Like, I barely know you. Like, you're giving me opinions. You can still turn on me, motherfucker. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Who are you? Someone's, I don't want to live in the RV. She has her own bed and everything. They got to pick out their own colors and shit. Who are you? You should have told me that before I fucking bought the paint for your side of the room. Like, fine then, Carly.
So are you planning on, like, traveling?
Yes. I want to go to every drivable state. Even Alaska.
You know what? That's hard as fuck. Like, just being able to go to Colorado, camp out in the Grand Canyons in the RV a couple days. Mm-hmm. The fucking Yellowstone Forest.
Beautiful. I just cannot wait.
I love traveling in general.
I've been to probably like 16 states so far.
Yeah.
So I did do a cross-country road trip to 2017, 2 weeks in a car with my friends and went all the way to California and all the way back. And we had such a fucking ball. And like, that was like the catalyst for that.
In my life, you're arguably the top like 8 littest females I'd have ever met in my life.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to keep it up.
Yeah, like, you know, it's about doing it naturally.
Yeah, it's about being sincere. It's about being yourself.
Yeah, and that's but it's at about, the end of the day. You know what? I was having this conversation with my mans. I am excited. I was having this conversation with my mans. We was talking about kids and shit. Like, what's some shit you'll tell your kids or whatever? Mm-hmm. One thing my mama used to always say, I never thought bitches was gross. You know, like, yeah. I used to be like,
he loved them.
What's up with this mama? Right. So I used to always ask my mom, I got a brother that's 10 years old, and be like, dog, what can I do to get these bitches? Yeah. Like, what? How can I get these bitches? You know what I mean?
Like, first thing first.
Right. Look, did you get home?
Where the bitches at?
They used to always say, you just gotta be yourself.
And that's super purely.
And when I realized that, you know, like, the whole game changed. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I used to have a crush on you because you were funny.
Oh, wow.
Like, super. I mean, nigga, if you can make me laugh, nigga.
What the fuck? You didn't make me break the chair.
I'm sorry. But I did because I love funny people. Like, I love funny men. Like, that shit, like, sincerely, you make me laugh. Like, oh, okay.
I don't know how to feel right now. A whole porn star said she had a crush on me. I knew you was gonna take it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is your episode of your auntie's favorite nephews. You feel me? Look, we gotta end on that note.
Thank you guys for having me.
Look, definitely plug any and everything you want to be plugged. No, my bad for the chair, homie.
like this motherfucker. So I'm tired of this nigga. But yeah, thank you guys for having me. Anytime, really. Like, I ain't got shit to do on.
Yeah, look, you ladies
out. I got a lot more stories. So I'm gonna tell you now.
We gonna space them out. We gonna space them out.
But also, I've been doing ASMR on my YouTube. I've been eating, like, I'm doing a Detroit food edition. So the first thing I did was corned beef. Mm. So, like, people loved it, though. Like, they like the sound of food.
Is that like a mukbang or something?
Not yet. I'm not going to do that yet because I can't eat a lot of food at the same time.
What's the difference between a mukbang?
It's just you eating
a shit. Yeah, you're just eating it. ASMR, you're just eating it and people listen to it and stuff. And yeah, I'm doing only Detroit food stuff. Mm. I might do a mukbang, but I just can't eat a lot of food because I'm like, my stomach ain't like that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You get real.
Yeah, I just can't.
I'm a woman. Like, that's all. That's all it is. But y'all want to check it out? Let me know.
All right. So did you plug YouTube? Did you say?
I think it's called This Is a Man's World.
This Is a Man's World.
Mm-hmm, that's my.
I love it already. Know,
my last name is Mans.
So. Yeah, it is. I'm good at coming up with names.
Like, that's my shit.
You was too much for me. All right. It's your man's Rod the Don. Follow your dog at Rod_DA_Don_. Follow the dog bully page at Go Fetch Kennels, baby.
Yep. It's your favorite nephew, Darius. This is your auntie's favorite nephews. And as always, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but here's your auntie's favorite nephews. We're entitled not to give a fuck.